That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, in an attempt to keep Cedric from selling his two shares of Jot'em Down store stock, the old fellows ran the price of their stock up to $1,000 a share. Well, this had no effect on Cedric, but their other stockholder, Mose Moots, heard about it and immediately wanted to sell his one share and take his $1,000 profit. Now, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store trying to figure out what to do with stockholder Moots. Listen.
Grannies, I don't know what to do, Abner. Mose Moots over here is telling Cedric the Jot'em Down store stock had went up to $1,000 a share, so now he wants to sell his one share and collect $1,000.
Yeah, well, law me, we ain't got that much money, Lum.
I know we ain't. That's the reason I'm so worried.
We never ought to went into this dad blame stock exchange in the first place. That's what we oughtn't to have did.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't judge it too quick. It takes time to get something like this started. Other outfits has made fortunes out of it. There ain't no reason why we can't do it.
Well, we sure ain't did it so far. Up to now, we've had two customers. We've took in a total of $30 and lost $20 on one customer. Now we owe the other $1,000. I know we ain't making money. I figured that this morning.
Well, we'll figure it out some way.
Now, you can't figure that to where we're making money.
No, I don't say we've made none so far, but we're going to. It just takes time, is all.
Yeah, while we're sitting around here figuring, though, that Mose Moots is going to come down here and take everything we've got.
No, he won't. I've sort of stalled him off for a while.
Stalled him?
Granny's my lower plate's loose again.
Well, that ain't my fault. You might as well get him out of there. Mose will take him. I'll tell you that right now.
Lower plate wobble's what I got.
We're sitting around here, ain't doing nothing. That Mose is going to break us. How did you stall him? Did you tie a rock around his neck and throw him in the mill farm? It's the only thing I can think of that'll keep him away from here.
No, I just told him I had a hot tip that the Jot'em Down store stock was going up even higher.
Higher than $1,000?
Yeah.
Well, all me, Lum, we'll just throw him that much more. What'd you say that for?
I know it, but it was the only way I could keep him from selling his stock.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're safe as long as it keeps going up. The only trouble is we got the stock up so high now that nobody else can afford to buy none of it.
Why, of course not. Nobody around here has got money like that.
And if we don't sell some more stock, we can't make any money, that's for sure.
Yeah, looks to me like the only thing to do, Lum, is just get on that there telegraph key and send yourself a report and drop the price of our stock down.
Yeah, but quick as we do that, Mose will want to sell just sure as the world.
Well, drop it clean back to where it was when you started then, $10 a share.
He'll still want to sell.
I know it, Mom, but leastways we'll break even. That'll be the best deal we put across so far. I need it, too.
Yeah, but we ain't even got the $10. We had to pay that out to Cedric on the profits he made on his stock.
Uh-oh, Doggy, that's right. I plumb forgot about that.
Worry.
Yeah.
Must be some way to figure this out. Hand me that newspaper. I want to look at the market report.
What for?
Well, to be honest, Abner, I don't know.
That's the first time you've told the truth in 3 days.
I just thought it might help us figure out how other stock outfits run their business. Might give us some idea how to get out of this mess.
Well, I was looking at them market report figures there in the newspaper this morning myself, and I couldn't make heads or tails out of them.
Well, you have to be a financial to understand them, natural, like me.
You? Fine financial you are. I dog it, I bet I could grab you by the heels and I couldn't shake 15 cents out of you.
That ain't got a thing in the world to do with it.
10 cents.
Financial's just a feller that's got a good head for figures. Knows how to handle other folks' money. Knows when to plunge for 'em, take a flyer and all that. See what it says here. I see cattle's still going steady.
Well, good.
New York Stock Exchange. High low. High low.
High low.
Let's see here.
Well, folks on 5 times.
AT&W.
Forgetful seller, everything.
135 3/8, 133 1/2, 134 1/2.
Now, what does that mean, Lum?
That's the prices on the stock. shows how it went up and down yesterday.
Oh, we just went down.
Here's another one, Consolidated Banana Limited.
Limited? What does that mean?
It means that they just so many bananas limited to each customer.
Oh.
Lower plate again. You know how there's a shortage on bananas.
Yeah, sure. What's the matter with me, situation? I don't believe I've ever had a consolidated banana, though. That is, I know of. I might have.
49.
Might love 49, it, don't know it.
49. Granny, there's a steady stock.
Steady?
Yeah. Never changed a cent yesterday.
Huh.
Well, you know, here's a stock that fell clean down to just 6.5.
Is that bad?
Well, of course it is.
Oh.
More than likely way down below what it sold for in the first place.
Well, now, what do you do in a case like that, Mom? Just sell out and make what you can get out of it and take your loss?
Yeah, you can. I reckon the best thing to do, though, is just to hang on to it and wait for it to go back up to what you paid for it, so you can leastways break even.
Well, how long would you have to hang on to it, though?
Well, what are you worrying about that for? You ain't got none of that stuff.
Well, no, I just thinking if I did have some...
Hi, Granny's, wait a minute.
Huh?
I knowed I'd get it. Yes, sir, that's it, Abner. That's what we'll do with Moe's Moose. Drop it clean down.
Drop Moe's clean down? What do you mean, a well?
No, drop the John 'em Down store stock way down.
Just throw it down a well and forget about it.
No, we ain't going to throw it in a well.
Well, where are we going to throw it?
We ain't going to throw it nowhere.
You said that...
I mean we're going to put our stock down below $10. Drop it down to, say, $7 or $8. When Moe's hears that, he'll want to hang on to it till it gets back to 10.
Are you sure he will?
Oh, don't gotta blame right he will. Stingy as he is, he'd do anything before he'd take a loss of $2 or $3.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, Lon. He can't stand to lose a nickel, not that pinch penny.
And here's something else. If we get the stock down that low, a whole lot of other folks around here can afford to buy some.
Why, sure they can.
And that way we can raise enough money to start our department store.
Well, hooray for us. Hooray.
And quick as that gets going good, we can raise the stock and make some profits for all of our investors.
Well, let's do it, Ted Long. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm for it. I'll vote for it.
You take the chalk and write down a new price for the Jot 'em Down store stock, and I'll call Moe's. Right,
yeah, that's a good idea. I don't get off into that.
Oh,
right.
Here comes Grandpap.
Well, howdy.
Howdy, Grandpap. Never seen you coming up out there.
Hey, I want to see you fellas right away.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Grandpap. We've got a little business junk here to take care of first.
Yeah, I got to make an important phone call, Grandpap.
Well, I want to see you right away. This is more important than any old pigeon-toed phone call. Well, just hold your horses, Grandpap. What number you want me to write down here, Lon?
Oh, 8'll do, I reckon.
8, what, huh?
Hell, is that you, Moe's?
Write down 2-4.
This is your stockbroker again.
Hardly.
Stockbroker? Lon?
That'll do it.
Well, no, I ain't got $1,000 for you, and here's the reason why. The John 'em Down store stock just fell to $8. Yeah, just now. Well, yeah, I admit that's quite a fall from $1,000 down to $8, but that's the way some stocks are.
Special ours.
Well, the only way I can explain it, Mose, is that it's just one of them stocks that seesaws all over the place, just bounces all over.
Can't put no dependence at all in.
Can't put no dependence at all in.
I wouldn't have it myself.
I wouldn't have it. Well, it's just one of them stocks, Mose. It ain't like, say, Consolidated Bananas, for instance. That opened at 49 and closed at 49. Never changed a bit.
There's a steady stock, that banana outfit. You can depend on that.
Well, now, listen here, Moe's. You can't call me names like that and get away with it just because I'm your stockbroker.
Bet them things are good, too.
Well, now, wait. You ain't wiped out. The thing for you to do is to hang on to that stock. Bound to go back up to at least $10.
That's calm in most bananas.
Yes, it will. More than likely go higher, even. You just take my advice and see. All right. Goodbye. Gee, man. It worked, though.
Well, is he going to hang on to the stock?
Well, that's all he can do.
Oh, well, good. Hooray for you, Lum. That was a good idea. Quick thinking.
Now, what was it you wanted, Grandpap?
Oh, yeah. What's this that's so important, Grandpap?
Yes, sir. I got $200 with me, and I come over here to your stock exchange to sink it all in Jot 'em Down store stock.
Well, for the land's sakes, that long, did you hear that? $200.
Yeah, Grannies, let me shake your hand,
yeah,
Grandpa.
Yeah, good for you, Grandpa.
Well, now, wait
boy.
A minute.
Put
here,
her
wait
there.
A
put
minute.
Her.
I've changed my mind.
Changed your mind?
Why, sure. I ain't going to take a chance on stock that seesaws all over the place, bounces up and down that way.
Oh, well, now, here, wait a minute, Grandpa. See, that's
you said yourself you couldn't put no dependence in it.
No, sir, I ain't going to risk my money that way.
Yeah, but listen, Grandpa.
No, sir, I want you to take my money and put every last cent of it into that other stock he's talking about, that Consolidated Pananer.
Huh?
That's the kind of stock I want, something that's steady and safe.
Uh-oh.
Glad you fellas give me the tip on it. Here, take my money, take it.
Well, just a second, Grandpap. We can't take your money for that stock.
No, no.
This is a stock exchange, ain't it? You got your sign up out there. All right, take this money or I'll have the law on you.
Uh-oh, better take it, Mom.
Yeah, I'll drop in again tomorrow and see how my seven-legged stock's doing. So long.
Yeah, so long. So, what do you know about that?
Yeah, looky there, $200.
Huh.
I ain't got the least idea what to do with it.
You ain't?
No. Grandpap sure put us in a fine fix.
I'll say, Ed, where are we ever going to find $200 worth of bananas?
It looks like the Pine Ridge Stock Exchange is branching out, whether its owners wanted to or not. So be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.